to football now, and the upstart New York Jets. They're trying to play in a Super Bowl for just the second time in their history. The first was in 1969, when the team was led by a brash young quarterback named Joe Namath. This season's Jets lead the league in brash, and a win over the Pittsburgh Steelers on Sunday would put them a game away from living up to a season of bold talk. Sports writer Stefan Fatsis joins us now, as he does most Fridays. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Robert.
And let's go back to 1969, Stefan. Joe Namath famously guaranteed a win for his Jets and the upstart American Football League over the Baltimore Colts of the National Football League.
You know, but you rarely hear the full story, Robert, which is documented very nicely in Michael McCambridge's History of the NFL, America's Game. Namath made that boast at a dinner 3 days before the Super Bowl, Super Bowl III in Miami, where he was receiving an award as the best player of the year. He had a couple of drinks, and while he was at the dais, somebody in the back of the room shouted, "Namath, we're going to kick your bleep." And that's when Namath said, "Hey, I got news for you. We're going to win the game. I guarantee it." And the Jets did 16-7.
So it was a very well thought out analytical statement.
Yeah. But
by name. Today's handsome young Jets quarterback is named Mark Sanchez. He has not guaranteed a win on Sunday, though, has he?
No, and, you know, compared to the Jets' last game against New England, it's been nothing but crickets this week. Before the New England game, the Jets' fun-loving coach Rex Ryan said that the matchup against Patriots coach Bill Belichick was personal. Players were shooting their mouths off in various ways all week. My friend Nate Jackson, who was a tight end with the Denver Broncos when I was with that team writing a book about the NFL, he has an excellent essay up on the website Deadspin arguing that what Rex Ryan did last week was control the media narrative and in the process use it to motivate his players. This week, Ryan must be taking a subtler approach, maybe because NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell has warned everybody to quit trash talking.
Okay, let's talk about the two big playoff games this weekend. If the Jets win, they will have beaten the three dominant American Football Conference franchises in a row on the road.
Which would be amazing. And those three teams, by the way, have three of the best, if not the best, quarterbacks. First, it was the Indianapolis Colts and Peyton Manning, then the Patriots and Tom Brady, and now the Steelers with Ben Roethlisberger. And by the way, no team other than the Patriots, the Colts, or the Steelers has represented the AFC in the Super Bowl since the 2002 season. I think there are two keys to this game. Can the Jets' defensive backfield again shut down the passing attack of another fantastic quarterback? This season, the stat I got from Mike Tannier of Football Outsiders in the New York Times, the Jets' secondary has allowed just 14 passes of longer than 25 yards all season in 79 attempts, and that's real good. The second key, the Steelers' defense. It's allowed just 63 rushing yards per game this season, the third best in the NFL since it went to a 16-game schedule in 1978. If it can stop the Jets' running game and force Mark Sanchez to pass the ball more, edge Steelers.
Okay, let's move on to the National Football Conference Championship. The Chicago Bears, the Bears, are hosting the Green Bay Packers.
The 182nd meeting of these two franchises. The first was in 1921. It predated the name NFL. The Bears were the Decatur Staleys, the house team of the A.E. Staley Company, which made cornstarch. This year, the Bears won in Chicago in September 20-17. The Packers won in Green Bay in the final game of the regular season, 10-7. Low-scoring games, a testament to the stout defenses of both of these teams. The Bears, particularly against the run, the Packers against the pass. The last time they played, each team punted the ball eight times. Now, Green Bay's got quarterback Aaron Rodgers. He's been fantastic in the playoffs. Chicago's quarterback Jay Cutler, terrific in his one playoff game, but Cutler can be erratic. Rodgers is more efficient. The weather should tamp down both offenses. Wind chill in the single digits.
Wow. Now, there's also some real concern that these two games and the Super Bowl could be the last NFL football of the year because the labor situation is looking pretty bleak right now.
The NFL's players union has filed two claims against the owners in recent weeks, which is not a great sign. There have been no negotiations on a new labor deal in almost 2 months, and there's a growing belief that the league is going to lock out the players in March. The influential Steelers owner Dan Rooney, who is now the U.S. ambassador to Ireland, just back in Pittsburgh, and according to a tweet this afternoon from a New York Times reporter, said the two sides need to get it together.
Thank you, Stefan.
Thanks, Robert.
Stefan Fatsis joins us most Fridays to talk about sports and about the business of sports.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.